This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bruce McClelland. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing fine, Robert. Thanks for having me here today.
Pleasure. Bruce is the CEO of Ribbon Communications. So, in fairness, I was not that familiar with Ribbon, but the work you're doing really hits almost everyone.
Yeah, Robert, you know, we're a communications technology company, and while Ribbon Communications isn't a household name, we support a lot of households around the world, and we deliver sophisticated technology products, hardware and software and services, and help make the communications network that we all rely on today work 7x24.
So, for example, you're going to work with the Verizons, the AT&Ts, the Vodafones, the BTs, Comcast. Talk about what your model is in working with them.
Yes, exactly. So the Ribbon name is about 3 years old, and it came about with the merger of two companies, a company called GenBand and another company called Sonus. And when the companies got together, we renamed the company Ribbon Communications. And, you know, the story behind the name is, you know, that kind of concept of visualization of a ribbon kind of, you know, intertwining itself throughout the history of the company. One of the original companies inside of us is some of the Nortel business originally that became part of Picard Ribbon through an acquisition. And so that foundation within both the traditional voice network and the high-speed data communications network is really, you know, the areas that we focus in on, both with communication service providers like Verizon and AT&T and Comcast, as well as with many enterprises. You know, think about all the big financial institutions that have big communications needs. Those are some of our clients as well.
It's a highly competitive area, and you can't mess up because so much is on the line. How do you differentiate yourself at Ribbon?
Well, a lot of it is exactly as you point out. You can't screw up, and so the reliability, the robustness, the high performance, the security of all these products is crucial. In fact, as an example, the Pentagon phone system relies on some of the software that we provide. And so that level of attention to detail and quality, I think, is one of the things that really differentiates us. We like to pride ourselves on a real focus around the customer and partnering really deeply with them, understanding where their problems are and really focusing our R&D investment around the types of challenges that they have to help make a difference.
Yeah, we'll talk about customer in a minute. Let's go into quality that you're talking about, not making any mistakes, doing everything right. You're handling things for the Pentagon. You 4,000 employees. How do you ensure that the quality is going to be exceptional?
Well, there's no shortcuts in quality. And, you know, having started my career in building and designing products, you know, I tell my engineering leaders all the time, they're on the front line, and there's no shortcuts. Whether it's developing software and doing robust code inspections and memory leak detection, you know, through to very robust practices around hardware development, there's no shortcuts. And so as an example, if you tour one of our facilities, we have a major investment in lab infrastructure, hundreds of thousands of square feet, basically, that allow us to scale test our equipment in a real world environment as if it was being deployed. And that level of attention to detail really differentiates us.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bruce McClelland, who is the president and CEO of Ribbon Communications. So you spoke about customers, and you have a saying, which is customer first, no matter what, and team before self. Talk about how that philosophy came out and how that really manifests itself in action.
You know, I think everybody probably says something similar around customers at the end of the day. That's where a lot of the focus has to be. But, you know, as I talk to our team, what I mean by that is, we can't get caught up on the internal goings on inside the company. When there's an issue with a customer, everybody drops, you know, what they're doing, and we put a team together to go focus around the challenge, the opportunity with the customer. And then, you know, when that problem's solved, you move on to the next one. And so you just don't get caught up on kind of the organizational boundaries. I really want people thinking about customer first. And, you know, we try and live that every day, from top to bottom inside the organization, identify who your customer is and make sure you're delighting that customer.
Do you have any key metrics or unique practices that you use to focus on the customers?
Yeah, I think we, you know, we have the typical, you know, kind of cadence of, customer issues coming in and KPIs around how fast we solve issues, et cetera. But really you find out when you talk to the customer and spending time with them, you know, finding out, you know, kind of in a real world perspective, what you're doing well and what you're not. There's no substitute for face to face, this year less than face to face, more virtual, but really spending a lot of time outward facing instead of internal facing, Robert, is really, I think, the magic behind it.
And do you as CEO yourself actually do that, or do you delegate it? How do you implement the interactions with the customers?
Yeah, you know, one thing I try and emphasize with people is everybody sells, everybody's with the customer, and that includes, you know, the CEO as well as everybody in the company. And, you know, the reality is I think business is done between people. It's not done between companies. And you really need to establish that bond, that trust that you're going to be there, not just, you know, for the next sale, but years into the future, and particularly around the types of products that we sell and provide. You know, they'll be in the network for over 20 years. And so, you know, what I find is the customers all the way up to the CEO want to know who they're doing business with, that they can rely on what you're investing in. You're going to be there good times and bad with them.
I like that saying, business is done between people, not between companies. Give me an example of how that worked out.
Well, again, I've been with Ribbon now for a little less than a year. My previous company I was with for 20 years. And we grew from a small company kind of scrapping, you know, to make our way into a real industry leader. And I think we accomplished that through personal relationships. And one of the reasons I joined Ribbon was I think I've been able to leverage those relationships and carry them over. So whether that's with the large carriers like a Verizon or a Comcast or a Charter, or more internationally with American Mobile or Liberty Global, that trust is a big deal. It gives you an opportunity to come in and be part of what they're trying to do. Without that, it's very, very difficult to enter these large, really, you know, well-capitalized carriers as a smaller company as Ribbon. And so I think it's a big differentiator.
Is there any secret to building relationships CEO to CEO that you've found?
Well, most CEOs have a lot of things going on, so you just, you know, you don't have time to waste their time. So I think being very relevant, being current in something that they're personally interested in is probably the only secret I can come up with. You know, if you can't be relevant into something that's on their desk, you're probably not going to get a lot of time.
And you know what I would say after interviewing more CEOs than the average bear? That is exactly the right answer. That's what they want. And it sounds like everything you're doing at Ribbon is relevant and right on target. You know, otherwise you would not be working with the leaders of industry day in, day out. And so here's something. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bruce took over as CEO. Imagine this, February 28, 2020. Imagine what it's like taking over then and how you pivot into this year. So we're going to hear about that right after this commercial break. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you could listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email John at theceoforumgroup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bruce McClelland, who is the president and CEO of Ribbon Communications. And so you became CEO February 28th, 2020. Interesting time. I mean, you had almost one sort of normal week, but since then everything's been different. Describe what you learned by going through this process.
So, you know, initially when this started to play out, of course, none of us knew what the world was going to look like this year. I feel very fortunate that I was able to quickly get around and visit most of our locations around the world and build an initial connection with employees in particular. In some ways, it's worked in our favor. At the same time as COVID started to accelerate, we just completed the acquisition of a company that doubled our size and doubled our geographical footprint. In a normal scenario, you'd spend a lot of time on the road with both your management team and employees kind of building that new direction for the company. Not being able to do that in person, we've, of course, had to do a lot of it virtually. And maybe that's worked in our favor because, you know, I'm able to spread my time pretty equally around the globe with employees and with the management team and with customers and not be limited by the amount of time it takes to get on a plane and go somewhere. And it's given everyone really a level playing field for access and has given me, you know, good visibility across the company. So in some ways, in a really odd way, it's actually perhaps worked in our favor as we've rebuilt this company. And we're, like many companies, on a transformation journey. You know, we're in the next phase of the company as we merge two companies together and set forth on a combined direction. And, you know, we spent a lot of time, obviously, with the normal kind of virtual town halls and everything, but I've taken it a couple of steps further. As an example, we've been on a series of virtual visits over the last 60 days, pretending like we got on a plane and visited one of our locations and we'll, you know, show up at 3 a.m. East Coast time into Europe and spend the entire day with the team doing a virtual visit. And it's been really powerful to see how that's transformed the organization.
So that's mostly internal, the virtual visits, right?
Yeah, so we've done similar things with customers, you know, like many have done this year with virtual trade shows and virtual forums focused on different markets. As an example, we did one recently with our financial vertical customers, all the large banks. And it's great to see the participation level and the ability to kind of connect one-on-one with people in a virtual way.
Well, talk about what some of the work you're doing with the large banks.
Yeah, so our business is in, like I mentioned earlier, in communications, both in voice communications, like we're doing here today, as well as in the plumbing, the infrastructure that provides very high speed optical communications. As an example, we're on here today, like on a Zoom session. They're one of our clients. We provide some of the software that helps to interconnect the online world with the traditional phone network. And so our business has transformed a lot over the last several years as we've taken some of the technology and moved it into much more of a cloud software deployment model and really simplified how people communicate. And of course, this year's been, you know, just a crazy adoption of unified communications with Zoom and Microsoft Teams and BlueJeans. And, you know, we've been working really closely with our customers as they've adopted this way of communicating. So whether it's a large bank, a financial institution, a transportation company, an oil and gas company, everybody's adopted this new way of communicating, and it's really been in the sweet spot of what we do.
Talk about what your world, what Ribbon will be like, and you're envisioning, and I know that I'm looking right now, you have Ribbon and ECI, one team, 2020, but what will the future be like, say, 2 years down the road?
We've got, you know, some big aspirations, Robert, for the company. I mean, ultimately, I envision Ribbon becoming a much, you know, much more substantial technology leader, in communications. And today we're a smaller company. We're 4,000 people, a little less than $1 billion. So we've got the scale to invest. And I think, you know, we can go faster, and hopefully outwork the competition. 3 to 5 years from now, we want to be a much more significant technology player.
I actually love the name Ribbon. And as I said, I hadn't heard of it before. But really what you're doing is you're tying together all the communication elements for all these telecom, for all the financial service companies. that's where the name Ribbon makes a lot of sense.
It kind of weaves through this theme of companies and people. And look, that's what jazzes me. I mean, I like building things. I like building products. I like building teams. I like building companies. And when I saw the opportunity to come here, I jumped at it.
So let's talk about something no one would expect us to, which is being an electrical engineer. I want you to talk a little bit how this ties into your leadership, your customer philosophy, but also, I mean, your wife's an electrical engineer. Your daughter earned her master's in electrical engineering. Your two younger kids are studying engineering and computer. There's something going on here. Maybe that I'll get to.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Canada on a small farm outside of a small town in the middle of the country. And, you know, I think I learned you had to be pretty independent in how you, you ran your life, how you think about things. And my father worked for the local phone company. So I got a chance to travel around and kind of see the world in real action and got a passion for the technology. Married my wife. She was an electrical engineer. And so I think we come by it pretty naturally. And the, you know, the kids have a real passion for understanding how things work. And I think, you know, at the basic sense, that's what engineering is all about.
Share more about what you think the future of business will be as we emerge from the pandemic. You talked about Ribbon and your aspirations be much larger and play a vital role. How do you see business? How do you see the whole ecosystem changing?
Well, I think just about every company now is a technology company in some form or fashion. And we've seen that accelerate this year, 5 to 10 years into the future. If you're not leveraging technology in some form in your business, whether you're a restaurant or a transportation company, or a service company, you're going to fall behind. And so finding ways to leverage technology to differentiate what you're doing versus the competition is crucial. You know, what we try and do is provide some of the building blocks to enable that to happen. And I think it'll change dramatically, you know, as some of the new innovations around wireless technology connect people in mobile ways with just an enormous amount of capacity. It will continue to really change the landscape of practically every industry that's out there.
How about banking? An industry you work a lot in. You know, they used to have all the real estate. It was almost their advertisement to have branches. It seems everything's changing in banking.
Financial has changed enormously this year. Traditionally, you know, financial people were working in the office. Everybody had to be in the office, and that's where your tool set was. You know, that's how you communicated with clients. They've had to pivot very quickly into a work from home environment with a whole new set of tools. And guess what? They've done it pretty effectively. And I think you're going to see that continued adoption of a hybrid way of working to really permeate for years to come.
And everyone here, listen in. So some advice to you. Number one, think about virtual visits, because that is a great way to engage your team, and you could do that during this year. And when you're thinking about the customer, you're thinking about quality, you're thinking about customer first, no shortcuts. And then the third piece of advice is a little tougher, but think about hiring people who are electrical engineers. There's a lot of goodwill there and good ideas. Again, great having you on the show, Bruce.
Thanks so much.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
America, I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Brian Garish.
How are you, Brian?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And Brian is the CEO president, really, of Banfield Pet Hospital, which is the largest veterinary institution in all of America, over 1,000 hospitals.
That's correct.
Talk about what you do there.
Wow. Well, we get to play with pets for starters, which is always really fun.
And you're a cat lover.
And I am a cat lover. I have two cats, Kenji and Ashen. And they're
you're just hoping they're listening in on the
radio. I hope. Well, they are listening in for sure. They definitely follow everything I do. But what we do at Banfield is just remarkable work. We specialize in preventive medicine, and we really are all focused on taking care of pets by making a better world for pets.
And you actually were the founders of really preventive medicine in this place, right? In the 1980s.
Yeah, so 1988, Banfield was a pioneer into preventive medicine. And it really was centered on a belief that all pets really deserved affordable access to care. And it's very similar to what we're discussion we're having now around healthcare, just having access. So Banfield specialized in an optimum wellness plan, which is an OWP. And that really designed on bundling all the necessary preventive services that dogs and cats needs. And we bundle those into 12 payments for our clients.
Is that on an insurance? Because I know some people have pet insurance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this is not insurance. Insurance is separate.
It's really a strict preventative plan so you could have maintenance so you'd have a healthier...
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
That's great. And we're going to talk in a little while about leadership and you're going to hear a terrific leadership philosophy, and also your the challenges you went through to get to this place, and amazing stories. But let's start off and talk about who your customer is. Is it the pet? Is it the family?
Yeah, well, I would say our customer is really three components of how we look at our business. One, we look at our associates. Our associates are so purpose-driven. They love this industry, and all they want to do is make a better world for pets. So we really put our associate in the center as well. Of course, the care that we extend to pets is monumental, and it's so important. The love that people have for their pets, that human-animal bond is so strong. So the quality medicine that we provide, our pet is at the center. And then, of course, we have to think about our client, ensuring the client gets the right experience, they get the right counseling, and the experience they have in our hospitals is important because at the end of the day, they are the ones responsible for providing that care to the pets.
So when you talk about your first group, your employees, you've 19,000,
yes.
And it's not easy to manage 19,000
no.
people, but somehow you focused everything on culture. How do you, and you have a great quote about culture. It's what is it?
Well,
everyone owns your culture?
Yes. Well, I believe everyone owns culture. And no matter what your role is, every single person is a leader, and you're responsible for creating the right culture. How that really starts is really from my background and ensuring, you know, back when I was starting off my career, when my voice was heard, when my voice wasn't heard, how that made myself feel, how it made our store feel. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But having culture be the most important priority is not just important to our associates, but it's really important to the future of our practice. So when I think about my priorities, my top priority is culture. My second priority, which is just as important, is the strategic direction of the company. But strategy without empathy is a wasted idea. You could have the greatest strategic direction, but if you don't have people buying into it and delivering on that, you're not going to reach your potential.
I like that, strategy without empathy. So how do you involve 19,000 people in a culture?
Do you have any unique practices that you do? I do have some unique practices. It is tough, though. When you think about Banfield, we have over 1,000 locations across the United States. We're in over 42 states, and it's a dispersed workforce, and it's really tough. But we have to try to figure out ways in which we can listen at scale. So what are unique ways? I'm a big fan of understanding to meet people where they are, understanding where are they and how can we meet them where they are. So 75% of our workforce, so 75% of the 19,000 associates are millennials or Gen Z. This is a group that's very active on social media. And if they're spending their time on social media, how can I communicate in ways that are important to them, in ways in which they're already communicating, and how can I meet them where they are? So I use Instagram as an opportunity to reach our associates. So a quick example is essentially every month I host something that's called Banter with Brian, where our associates can ask me any question. And we've been doing this for over a year now, and on each banter, I'll get over 500 questions. So I've had over 6,000 questions over the last year from our associates, just asking questions about how, you know, what's happening in the business, what are our priorities. But what I love most is the two-way dialogue, the what's working or what's not working. When we can catalog these what's not working or ways in which we can make their life better or improve the business, that gives us common themes. And I believe the strategic direction of any company ought to be coming from their employees. And the voice of the employees determines our direction of our company.
So what's an example of something that came up in one of these? And by the way, that's a great practice for everyone.
Yeah,
banter with.
Thank you.
You know, and get what's an example of something that came up and what change was made as a result of it?
We've believe it or not, we've changed a lot of our practices because of the voice of our associate. So one that was most celebrated, it's actually a funny video that's on my Instagram handle, was we had heard loud and clear that people didn't understand about our dress code. They had questions on dress code. So they had questions on why can we only wear certain colors of blue and why do they have to match? And I did a question in a poll where you can use Instagram to ask people for their opinions and should we change our dress code? And with resounding success, we had over 1,000 people respond and it was overwhelmingly yes. We ended up changing our dress code to let people wear what they want to wear. And it's something as simple as that, but yet so many, you know, organizations have standardized practices, or they standardize so much. We really believe in the personalization. Yes, there are times in which we need to standardize, but understanding people for who they are and seeing them as individuals is important. And then giving them the opportunity to wear whatever color scrubs that they want to wear to take care of these pets, we did that. We made this announcement on Instagram, and at the time, the average view of a video may have only been like 300 or 400 or something like that. This was kind of earlier in the start when I started Instagram. When I launched this, made this announcement on Instagram, we had over 2,500 views and comments from people saying, "We cannot believe this. Thank you for listening and telling us how important this was and how much of a difference it made."
That's a great story. Let's go to a really tough one, mm-hmm. which is, it's no secret that people like my daughter Molly loves animals mm-hmm. and would, you know, they love, that's why they become a vet. And then they realize that they have to put these animals to sleep.
Yes.
And that can lead to mm-hmm. suicide.
Right.
And but you've done something, I know, a unique type of program, and
yes.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, this hits you viscerally. It's the saddest thing because you get the people with the biggest hearts
right.
in the world.
Right. It's incredibly sad, and it's something that we take so serious. Before I talk about that, as a company, we are focused on societal well-being. I genuinely believe in the intersection of pet health, human health, and societal well-being. We can improve human health through pet health and being really the beacon for how a company ought to behave. And that's getting our organization and our leaders focused on what are the big issues in society, and then do those issues exist in our industry? If so, what's our responsibility? So coming back to what you just said, mental health and suicide is a big issue in this country, and it's a societal issue. Is it an issue in our industry? Yes. If so, then how? 1 in 6 veterinarians contemplate suicide at some point in their life. 1 in 10 veterinarians has a mental health issue. And so once we understand that and know that, we now have a responsibility to do something not only for our associates, not just for the profession, but also to be a beacon for how a company ought to behave and understanding that we can do something about this issue that's an issue in society. So we launched a new program called ASK. Assess, support, know. And it's a program that we've worked with the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association, around understanding how can we train our associates to look for and have discussions around mental health or suicidal behavior. And so as a result, in signifying the 1 in 6 veterinarians, so by between now and January 6th of next year, we're closing all of our hospitals for 2 hours to do this training, to take every single associate through this training to look for the signs of depression issues, but then also learning, letting them have the opportunity to facilitate how to have this conversation in their hospital.
20 seconds. What is the key to that conversation? Because we're taking a break in 20 seconds.
Got it. The key to the conversation is letting people know that it's okay to have the conversation.
That's great. And you know what? There are so many businesses and organizations throughout America that could learn from you. When we come back, we're going to speak with Brian. We're going to ask him secrets of pet health. Back in a few.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Brian Garish, who is the president of Banfield Pet Hospital, and you've over 1,000, so it's the largest veterinary organization in America. You've 19,000 employees, and we talked about your first contingency.
Sure.
Which is your employees, who obviously yes. you really care about, and you built this great culture.
Yes.
How about that second, the pet? What is the secret? Like, we have this dog, Murphy, who's 4 months old, a Bernedoodle.
All right.
Does not listen at all, but loving is anything, but growing super fast.
Yes.
And it's driving my wife crazy. You know? So what do you do? What advice could you give?
Make sure that not only does the family love the pet loves your family, but making sure that Murphy trains you guys very well. Sounds like he's doing a pretty good job of that. Now, the pets are great on traveling, but pets just bring us so much joy. They do so much for our lives, and we do so much for theirs. It's a truly a mutual relationship.
Is there any secret to getting the pet to really be a great pet? Be it cats, dogs, whatever it is, could be sheep.
Well, I think it's all about the mutual relationship you have. So training and behavior is really important. Establishing those routines very early is very, very important. It's just like anything about in our lives. The better routines we follow, the better predictability it creates.
So the key, I would say, is get the routines down early.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? Because the later they are, like people, it's harder.
It's harder. That's much, much harder.
Any other advice? I know that you are so focused on the quality of medicine.
Yes.
And that's like part of your secret sauce, right?
Yes, absolutely. Part of that secret sauce is providing that access to health care for pets and starting very early with that care. We have a number of our clients that start with us right when they get a pet, so mm-hmm. from the puppy or kitten.
That's like your program, the preventative program.
Yes,
for
that's
12
correct.
Months, which
that's
is
correct.
Great.
And those programs are really specific to the specific age of the pet. So when you have a puppy or a kitten, you start off on a puppy or kitten wellness plan. And then after they become grow into adulthood, then they're on a different plan. And then we have senior plans as well. Those plans are more personalized to where the pet is in their life and how we can actually give them the right type of medicine and the right type of health care.
Do you know what I'm thinking? There are 5,000 hospitals in America. If we're always complaining about health care. If they could take a message from you, Brian, and they could say, let's put together plans to be preventative. The only positive thing is having a baby. Other than that, everything's negative in a hospital. What if hospitals earned more revenue, got more patients, communicated through doing preventative?
I think there's something, without question, there's something with preventive medicine. I think it really comes back to that seamless, accessible access to care, and that's what we're really striving for. We're trying to create new pathways so all pets not only deserve care, but they have access to care. It's really important that people have access, and you can make health care affordable.
What is your website if someone wants to go there?
Yeah, it's just banfield.com.
There you go.
Simple and easy.
And by the way, the key with pets, there's a big thing in hospitals called Plane Tree, and you may have heard of it. It's a whole way they care. One of the key tenets there is to have pets where they actually bring
yes.
pets in. Because you're saying there's a link between society, between pets,
and people.
Yeah, it's amazing the research that's out there now on how pets are actually improving our quality of life and the role that pets play in our life. So it's powerful. I mean, when you go to, you know, actually what's interesting, I'll tell you this funny story. Once I joined Banfield and I started meeting people externally as part of Banfield, I had a different reaction than any other time before. Because everyone always wants to tell you and talk about their pet. So anytime we meet someone,
not
hey,
like when you were at CBS all those years,
it was
right?
just—it's a different type of conversation. Yeah. It's a different type of conversation when people come up and say, "Oh, where do you work?" And I work at Banfield, and they say, "Oh my gosh, let me tell you, I just got a new puppy," or yeah. "Let me tell you about my pet." It is unbelievable the response.
You have the coolest job in America.
I do have the
You're
coolest
the
job in America. We get to play with pets all the time, and I'll tell you at our headquarters, we have pets are. You're able to bring, you know, dogs to work. And it's great. We have on any given day about 100 different dogs in the office. Good days and bad days. You come out of a meeting, you see a dog, it changes the world. It changes everything. Specifically when someone brings a puppy to the office, game over. A funny story, actually, is that in our office, I'm telling you, more people know the pets' names versus each other's names. But it just shows you that love for pets.
I bet so. So now, what's the key with your other contingency is the families, the owners of
yes.
pets, right? So how do you make that interaction great?
Yeah, we've been really spending a lot of time on understanding the client. The Banfield app has been terrific because people can schedule appointments. They have access to their records. They can see what type of health care their pet has received. And we've rolled out something new, a vet chat, which is essentially like triage or telemedicine, if you will. And you have essentially a veterinarian in your pocket. And having that access to the veterinarian is so, so important.
We have 2 minutes left. Talk about your upbringing, the challenges you face, and I know you have a great quote by Ayn Rand,
yes.
We can evade reality, but we cannot evade the consequences of evading reality. Just give us a snapshot of the challenges and what you learned from them.
Well, I think that quote starts where I'd like to start. The reality of it is people are starving for compassionate, authentic, transparent leadership. And knowing what people are needing, we have the responsibility as leaders to really make sure that we are giving our employees and people that are counting on us what they deserve and what they need. And my story started back when I started off as 16 years old. I worked at Walgreens drugstores. I was stocking shelves, sweeping floors, mopping bathrooms, cashiering, you name it, I did it. After graduation, I went to college for a semester. I dropped out, and at that time, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life and my career. I'm very thankful for two lessons I learned very early on. The first lesson was power of people development and mentorship. Someone truly had taken me under the wing and gave me the opportunity to become who I was as a person and a leader and gave me a lot of coaching along the way. A few years later, I realized I wanted my college degree because I wanted to make sure that I had that responsibility for my own future and success. And so I went back to school. But the second lesson I learned while doing that, I did all this at Walgreens, was that power of culture. Culture matters. And I remember when my voice was heard and when it wasn't heard and how that made me and the others feel. And so those early moments in my career helped shape me to be the leader who I am today. It's someone who's grounded in listening to those closest to the customer because they have the best ideas. They have the best feedback because they're the closest to it. And they can tell you what's working and what needs to be improved. So really having that energy and spending that passion, remembering who I was and where I came from, how that shifted me and shaped me as a leader today, really focuses me to still stay grounded and being closest to our customer.
That's great.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.